Kia ora koutou, ko Sam Broughton toko ingoa, ko ro matua o Waikirikiri. Hi, I'm Sam, the Mayor of Selwyn, and welcome back. If you've stuck with me through the previous four episodes, this is number five, the final in a five-part series unpacking the Future for Local Government review. Today's conversation is all about funding, and this review goes where many reviews have gone before and identified that the current financing tools available to local government are not sufficient for a sustainable, successful sector. New Zealand is one of the most over-centralised countries in the OECD, with government collecting over 90% of public funds and local government spending the remaining 10%. If we want to be successful as a country, I think we need to undo this imbalance and think about how we get the best outcomes for communities. Funding is all about a means to an end. This conversation has to be about outcomes for people and our environment that we live in. I trust you have enjoyed the conversation so far. Here we go into episode five.
Funding of local government is in a space where, you know, peak rates is a term that's been thrown around, unfunded mandates and increasing expectations on local councils to deliver on government change. And at the moment, I guess a really current conversation is what the councils recovering from Gabriel are going to need to contribute to the rebuild process instead of being the normal local government process of talking to communities, understanding what fits in a long-term plan, debating what should and shouldn't be funded. It sort of feels like the government's going to say this is what's going to need to happen and this is going to be the split. So there's always a new conversation around funding, and in a few months' time it might be something else as well. Can you talk to us about your funding recommendations here? It seems to me there's a toolbox approach required. You know, again, it's not going to be one funding tool appropriate across the whole country, but there's lots of tools that in different places we might want to be able to pick up. Can you talk us through how you'd build that toolbox?
Yes, thanks, Sam. There are probably three or four things that we'd highlight from our report, although there are some other things within the chapter that talks about funding. As you say, we are under a huge amount of pressure. Local government has been, and it's a bit like the boiling the frog, really. You know, it's just constantly got hotter and hotter and hotter, and local government have continued to upping rates, and those expectations and requirements from central government have continued to grow, and effectively so have the rate increases continued to grow, and now communities are really challenged, and understandably so. You know, when you look at the overall role that rates play in our taxation system, 100 years ago local government's rates accounted for 2% of our GDP. And at that time, taxation was at about 10% of GDP. Now, 100 years on, rates are still 2% of GDP. Central government taxation is about 30% of GDP. Through all of that time, the responsibilities imposed on local government or the expectations of community have grown. And they've grown rapidly through things like national policy statements and national environmental standards now becoming required to be given effect to by local government and funded in the majority by local government. That cannot be sustained by the current system. So we are recommending some changes. There are two big ones. One is around the way in which local government and central government partner and allocate resources to delivery of community good, the outcomes and priorities at community. So we are seeing, we would like to see through a mature conversation where those priorities are agreed and place-based deals or city deals or other arrangements where there is a clear allocation of funding from central to local government to enable them to deliver. I think the comment you made about disaster recovery and how central and local government work together. I think there's still a long way to go in working out how to partner effectively, ensuring that each understands the challenges that the other faces and the limitations, particularly in terms of the capacity of local government to deal with some of these major natural disasters we're facing. And there needs to be a further maturing in the conversations about how that plays out. So we are seeing the opportunity through a mature conversation about who can do best and deliver best outcomes for community to see over time a gradual increase in the transfer of funding from central government to local government. But that in itself isn't enough in our mind. We are suggesting the transfer of revenue, and we've suggested $1 billion as an initial starting point, be allocated from central government to local government in a model that's perhaps most familiar to people as the FAR model for transport. It's got some of those features to it. It's around, you know, population, geography, deprivation, and we've added tourism or non-resident ratepayer impacts as well to come into the consideration of that. I've heard a number say, oh, this is the return of GST to councils. Just to be clear, it is not the return of GST. We are not saying that GST is being returned to the councils. That is what we are saying is that the amount that should be transferred from central government to local government just happens to equate to about the amount that GST is collected from local government rates. And it is also about the amount that was annually provided for three consecutive years under the Provincial Growth Fund. So it is not a return of GST, just to be clear. But that's about providing capacity and capability to what is a local government that is really struggling. It needs investment in it to enable it to create the headroom and space to be able to think strategically, have the capacity and capability to invest in its communities and to contribute to some of those community outcomes that wouldn't otherwise be funded. Probably the two other quick points I'd make. One is, as has everybody been saying forever, central government should pay rates on all its properties. We concur with all of those previous reviews and reinforce the need for that to occur without doubt. And finally, the significant challenges we face around climate change, particularly climate change adaptation, and we've seen those play out again post Cyclone Gabrielle and the floods. If they are to intensify, then the conversations around adaptation must be had, and there are some significant costs associated with dealing with those issues. We need, in our view, a significant intergenerational fund that is established that would provide funding and for it to be applied by central and local government working together about where are the priorities and the investment required, working together to deal with those climate change adaptation issues that are no doubt going to come at us far more frequently. Show us the money and everything will be fine is not a concept we concur with. Yes, there definitely needs to be more investment in the system, and that will make a great difference. But those who think that's the only change that needs to be made in the system of local government, in our view, that's not reflecting the reality. There are a range of changes, and probably there is a further reality that unless local government is prepared to lean into some of the other recommendations in our report, then it is unlikely that central government will turn its mind to the funding question either.
Equally, local government shouldn't have to endure other changes unless there's some sharing of revenue. Unless there's a sharing of some revenue to take the pressure off, as Jim said, then all of these other changes are going to be just too big a ask on top of everything else. So that's why we say the changes can't be picked off. They come as a package, and to get the most benefit, they need to be implemented together.
You talked a little bit about the continuation of the rates model actually being something that should be a foundation of the future funding system. that extra the autonomy of councils to be able to take their own money rather than just rely on handouts from government is actually a strength of the current system. Is that, you know, like, why not just throw it all out and have the government fund everything? What, you know, where did you balance that answer?
With the kind of relationship that local and central government have at the moment, that some people would describe as an adult child or a even more dysfunctional family relationship than that, I don't think it gives local government enough autonomy. So maybe down the track there could be a system like that, but not at the moment. I also think with funding and financing, we need to be open to the impact of new technology and new forms of funding and finance, and the system needs to adapt. It can't wait for another 20 years for a review like this to make those changes. And as many people have said, there was a really good, there have been many good reviews of local government funding and financing, and the recommendations not implemented. That's not a good situation, and also it can't be reliant on reviews for change. There needs to be some way of enabling those funding and finance system changes to happen over time as technology and innovation and funding and financing produces new options and new ideas.
To close up, I'm keen to think about, you know, in 10 years' time, you zap yourself forward, the best of the recommendations have all been implemented, and you come back to an Aotearoa that looks like what you've envisaged through your report. Where would you land in the country, and what would that space look like under this new system?
Many great places in New Zealand. I would come back and I would hope that there is a strong, thriving local government, a strong, you know, communities that are doing exceedingly well. It won't be all beer and skittles. Communities, we are going to continue to face challenges, but if we've got the right culture, the right mindsets in place, and a willingness to share power and think about the potential that communities can have central government and local government being prepared to partner at place and truly invest and not be competitors, but actually be genuine partners in investing. Having strong relationships with hapu iwi Māori and embracing the unique cultural identity that New Zealand has, that would be a fantastic place to be.
I'm not going to paint the picture of what I expect to see. What I'm going to say is I took this report out on a dinner date to read it, and I had two very lovely glasses of red wine while I read the report. And I thought, some people are going to say this report goes too far, and some people are going to say this report doesn't go far enough. And what I thought was, what if we did this? What are we afraid of? What might our communities look and feel like if we embrace the changes that are in this report? And I can honestly say I have felt the most enthusiastic and passionate about the possibility and potential of local government in any time since I've been in the sector at the end of that dinner date with the report. So mine is a what if. What if we gave it a go?
Awesome. Gail, final comments?
I think what I'd love to see is that the rest of the world is looking at Aotearoa New Zealand and seeing a local government system that's learning, that's innovating, experimenting, that's got relational practice at its heart and partnerships with hapu iwi Māori, with central government and communities. And great things are happening where citizens and communities are empowered and enabled to find solutions to the issues they are grappling with. And they will be big issues. Climate change is coming at us, and we need to have local communities well equipped to manage those challenges. So I'd like to see the rest of the world looking to us for examples of the best local government innovation and enabling of communities in the world. is it's not just this review report that's come out in the last few weeks saying some of these things. Yeah. There's the Productivity Commission report, yes. Fair Chance for All. There's the Electoral Commission report. COI2 just put out a report on social cohesion. And there's incredible synergy between the ideas proposed in all of those reports. So it's not, it shouldn't just be seen as a siloed report either. The recommendations are setting a direction of travel that a number of other reviews and reports are suggesting too. So that affirms what we've come up with for me and why it's so important and urgent that it happens.
Great. Well, Santia, Gail, Jim, I've loved the conversation. Thank you for Jim and Gail, the work you've done on the report. I'm excited about our future, and I think that you've really set up some challenges for us to pick up, to run with, and to see stronger communities, better democracy, and like you say, Gail, a real world leader in this space moving forward. Thank you again.
Kia ora. Thank you.
See ya.
Thanks for listening. I trust that this has been informative and helped you understand more about the review. I trust also that it's helped spark some conversations and thoughts about how you might implement change in your community. I really want to thank the panel for all the work that they've done. Jim Palmer, Penny Hulse, Antoine Coffin, Gail Surgeonet, and Brendan Boyle. We really appreciate the effort, the thought, the research, and planning that's gone into this, and obviously all the staff that sit behind the review too. Thanks to Sanchia for being part of the conversation team. Really appreciate your thoughts. To all elected members and executives, anyone that works inside councils, thank you so much for what you do to make your communities awesome. Thanks to LGNZ and the team of staff there doing an amazing job to serve local government across Aotearoa. I look forward to listening and discussing and debating and implementing all the recommendations that have been put forward in this review. I'm still Sam. Thanks for listening.